This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow 2021. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And happy new year, guys. Happy new year, Sammy.
We're back in the new year. Happy new year, Aileen. What's going on? Do you feel different?
What's going on? You know, it's not really. The funny thing about New Year's, and like I think about it from like a calendar perspective, is like it feels like when people talk about it, like, oh, we'll talk about it in the new year, you know, we'll catch up in January. It's really just like next week. Like when you say that, it's not like it feels like it's 3 months away.
Right. Well, I mean, typically the week between Christmas and New Year's is where like hopes, dreams, and productivity go to die. So I think that that's why this week, with the exception of us who've been on Zoom all fucking morning, it's like, For many people, it's sort of like just a black hole of like, leave me alone. And then the new, it's like, talk to me when I care again, is sort of what they're saying.
Right, right. I just. So anyway, happy 2021. We're doing this, another really kind of light episode. We hope you like the resolutions episode. We're going to do this light episode where we have decided to ask you guys on DSD for your favorite podcast moments of 2020, your favorite non-scale wins from this past year, and any other random questions you might have for us as we wrap up the year. So we're still kind of looking back into last year, since it doesn't really necessarily feel like the start of 2021 yet. Like it's not Monday yet, you know, unless you were listening to this on Monday.
Monday's so you're the probably big... not going to work. Like here's what also was like so annoying. It's like the holiday season didn't, you know, unless you're on vacation, the holiday season did not feel like, it just felt like a week in October to me.
Like, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, that's what I'm saying. When I look at my calendar, it's just like a line, and the line is just, oh, so it's last week and then next week, you know, it's really, there's no big, calm. I guess maybe that's on me
for not
taking a big break. Yeah.
Literally, I've been on Zoom with you since 9. It's now 12:15.
So anyway, that's what we're going to do with this episode. And then we're going to play a really, really fun game about like what happened in 2020 and like our perception of time, because the beginning of 2020 felt like, you know, like Q1 2020 felt like it was literally 2018, right?
I'm excited for this game.
Same. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, as we say, dive right in.
Oh, God.
Okay. So
can we put
first...
that on a shirt?
Let's dive right in. I feel like that's too hard. Too much of an inside joke.
What it was from. Okay.
Let's circle back. That's funny. Shirts with those kinds of phrases for one's happy hour. Okay. So first, we're going to read off some favorite DST moments of your guys's. Of your guys, of 2020.
Of you. Of you. Yours. Of yours.
Thank you. Of yours. Of yours. Yours. Possessive. Okay, you go.
Okay, so, these are your favorite moments that DST experienced.
Not mine.
No, it's your, the audience. This is the audience submitted.
So, vu, not two.
You're making it more confusing.
French.
These are the audience submitted favorite moments that happened on the DST podcast. The first moment, this happened, I think, to both of us, sizing up in jeans and feeling good about it. Freak through.
huge breakthrough.
I don't have any more comments on that. You what do the you next say? One. I just feel so heavy. Like, I feel so uncomfortable.
So not a breakthrough then?
So not a breakthrough. Like, what I do think to myself is kind of like every time I do feel heavy is like, okay, well, you did intuitive eating and it's working and you feel much better about your relationship with food. So this is not, who says this is permanent,
You know what helps?
Maybe when I start walking outside the house once a day.
Yeah, you got to get out there, Sammy. You sent me in the middle of the night, you sent me a quote from Grey Gardens. You're like, this is me. I'm like, you got to go walk your dog or something.
Little Edie had a resurgence later in life. I'll have you know.
That's what you sent me, which actually was news to me. It's a surprise.
There's hope for everyone.
There's hope for all.
Here's the thing. I am still deep in pandemic mode. I'm very anxious about leaving my house. Like, I'm anxious about like going anywhere.
Same.
Interacting with anybody. So I think that like when I'm no longer in that state where I barely go anywhere, I think that I will, my behaviors will change. Like, I could see myself wanting to do things when I didn't feel like, oh shit, if I go outside, I could get this disease that might affect me for the rest of my life. Who knows?
Right.
Like, when that goes away, I think I'll feel much more positively about.
But I do want to say, like, while you are still inside, there's like what I think that helps me is like whenever I feel like particularly like, oh, I want to lose weight. I'm heavy. Like, why am I doing this? Is to just go back. Like, or if you don't even have them, write them down now or when you're in a good, feel like in a good like place about like why you did intuitive eating, write down like a list of why you're doing this. And then always have that as a resource to go back to. I like have that for March. I wrote down, even before I started, I was like, this is where I'm done. Like, I'm done fucking dieting. And so I wrote that list down. I think I've read it on this podcast, like back in March. And it really, really helps to get you out of that funk.
Well, I don't really feel like I want to return to dieting. Like,
it's not necessarily always a return. It's always making yourself feel bad that you're heavier. Like that. It's not direct. I need to, it's still that.
Right.
That like kind of shame cycle.
Well, I still don't regret the intuitive eating journey because my relationship with food is like good. Well, I don't want to say it's good yet because I still don't, it's still an achievement. Oh, there's my non-scale win when I like prepare a real meal for myself. Like, you know,
well, save your non-scale win for later.
Right. But I don't feel like such an intensive, addictive feeling about
stress. It's less stressful.
Yes, exactly. So that's good. Should we do our next?
Let's do number two. Okay. Having Elise on the pod, Elise Resch, the unofficial start of my intuitive eating journey. Oh my God. That's great. That sparked that.
She is the mother of intuitive eating.
She's the mother. I should call her mother from now on. Yeah. Mother Elise.
Yeah. You do number three. I feel like we spent a lot of time on the first one.
Another one. The one with Mindy. Also a really fun moment.
That one speaks for itself.
For sure.
All right. Let's do number four. Learning about skincare from Dr. Sherry Marchbine. I'm still doing that routine.
One of our best episodes, by the way.
Still doing the routine.
Yeah, she's great.
I mean, I took her advice to wear SPF every day. And yesterday, Avi told me I'm looking pasty. So he's like, you might want to go outside and get some color. Clearly, the theme is that I need to go outside.
Is Sammy, leave. Give Avi some space.
No, he's like, do you want to come outside with me?
And then I'll go back inside. You know what's funny about Sherry, or Dr. Marchbine, sorry, Doc, her dad is, I was like messaging with her. She did a really great takeover on Betch's Moms. And I was like, thank you for sharing this. This is awesome advice. And her dad because she was saying her dad was getting a vaccine. It was like right after Rusty also got his vaccine. And she's like, my dad's getting a vaccine. I'm like, oh, what does he do? And she's like, he's like one of the heads of labor and delivery at Northwell. And I was like, really? Like, my mom is an OBGYN at Northwell. And she's like, no way. They must like know each other. And like, I asked my mom and she asked her dad and they like know each other. That's and really my mom's cute. Like, he's a great guy. It's so, isn't that what the world, how small the world is?
Dr. Shari, she is, you know, forever friend of the podcast.
Forever.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
All right, let's do the next one. Sammy, this is a moment for everyone. Love this moment, Sammy, not only you. Sammy getting married and her honesty about her body during wedding season.
Oh, thank you. That was fun. You know, it's a good time.
So, how are any updates about looking back at those pictures?
I actually decided I love my pictures. Like I don't love how my body looked on that day. Like I still sometimes have, oh, like you're, eh. But then I'm like, you know what? Like those pictures are so great. Like I'm not going to let like more weight than society has told me was acceptable for a bride to have on her body ruin my beautiful photos.
That yeah, I paid so much I love money your for. Photos. Yeah. You. Not only like you had a great time. So it's like they right. depict the great time.
And it was the greatest. I was so happy. Why?
If this is a lesson for anybody who is also feeling this, it's like, it's okay if immediately after you don't feel that way, but just looking at Sammy and saying, I actually have decided I love my photos. Like it takes a while.
Yeah. It's just that I want to love my photos. Like they're, you know, like those are them. It's like, obviously it's not, you can't love your, it's like loving, asking yourself to love yourself on demand. Like that's not possible, but
exactly. It takes time.
You can try.
But it also, I'm saying it takes time.
Yeah.
Time heals all wounds. Okay, next one.
Yeah. Okay. Freckled Foodie, keeping it real on the show. Love Freckled. We are going on her. I think our episode with her just came out.
It just did. So go check that out. It was really good. Yeah. It was about, we recorded about the time that Mindy episode was happening. So it was a great chat. Okay, this one's a bigger one. A shift from dieting to intuitive eating journey, which we just talked about, but I agree, like that was a big shift that happened this year.
The whole shift. That was the shift.
Right. That was the shift.
That's the strategy in one word. That's a strategy, right?
Little inside joke there. yeah, that was the big shift. It did definitely happen. And I feel so happy that it did happen, you know, like thinking back, I know we always do this, but thinking even back on like how we were so into dieting and I just can't imagine doing it again. Like, I don't know. It's so crazy. Like you feel a little bit of a different person.
You definitely do, but don't you ever sort of miss it? Like, you know, like that feeling when like you're getting excited to start a new diet.
Sometimes I don't know if I'm, yes, And no, I don't know if I miss it, but I feel it like calling me.
Yeah.
Like, and I have to actively shut it down in a way that's like, I have to change my habits. So I noticed that like a couple weeks ago, like if I was sort of choosing meals without carbs, like for lunch or dinner. And I found myself really, really like thinking about the fact that I wasn't eating carbs and obsessing over that. And then thinking, oh, am I going to lose weight? And it was almost like it started it immediately. So now I have to make an effort to eat carbs with every meal. If I don't want it, then fine. But I have to actively do that. I've noticed that like that is a way to shut it down. Otherwise I really go into a bad state of mind.
Well, good thing carbs taste great. So
no, I know, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do. There's this sort of ringing bell in your head. That's like, ooh,
oh my God, am I on a diet?
That's a healthy meal.
Right.
Maybe,
right.
Maybe I'll go into a caloric deficit.
Exactly. No, exactly. Am I in keto?
Yeah, exactly.
No, exactly. It's real. So if anybody else is feeling that, like I'm there with you, I can't, it's almost like I'm not ready to do that yet.
Well, I think what I've learned from listening to people who do intuitive eating is that there is no like end. Like there's no, and this goes to our next thing that people are excited about, which was How to Love Your Body featuring the Birds Papaya. Like she has been on this journey for a long time and yet is always evolving and still has these moments. So like, I think I have lowered my expectation to think like there's a there where these will stop and just realize like people struggle with like intrusive or thoughts that aren't productive to what they're trying to achieve all the time. Like even when you're at work and you're like, oh fuck, I don't want to do this. I just want to go sit on the couch. Like that's an intrusive thought that is getting in the way of your productivity. So I just think that that's okay.
Yeah. But I'm proud of us.
Me too.
And I'm proud of everybody else who is doing it along with us or just learning.
We heal for you.
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked about How to Love Your Body with the Birds Papaya. Awesome guest. I am so fucking grateful that we had her on.
Love her.
She is, her Instagram is so inspiring. Like
I watch it all the time.
And her like personality is so fun that like, she's not like so serious, you know, like her Instagram is kind of serious, but then you watch her stories and she's actually like really fun. And like, you can just see
she's
the
silly.
Whole person. And I really, really like that because like that whole, like I'm perfect message isn't only about like images. It's like, this is me. And I really like, so if you don't follow her already or haven't listened to the episode, please go listen to it. She shares her whole journey.
She's one of those people who like, she shares her whole life the way many influencers do, but it's not like in the service of making you believe that she's like so hot and perfect, which I love.
Right. Same. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do the last one. I really like the one with Wellness Alexis. It was great to get her point of view on the podcast. Love Wellness Alexis. She just launched her own podcast, which is really exciting.
Yeah. And she changed her Instagram. She's now Alexis Barber and she moved to New York City.
All around great.
Everybody's
year
making moves. Alexis. Everyone's making moves. Yeah. So that was like all of your guys' favorite moments and our favorite moments of 2020. We're really happy to have shared them with you all. And I'm excited about all of our moments in 2021 that have yet happened.
You know, don't make me think about the future. It gives me anxiety.
I don't mean it. You know, I'm anti-jinx. So that wasn't meant as a jinx. It was more of a hopeful, optimistic viewpoint.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Okay, so should we do year-end listener non-scale wins? Like,
let's do some.
Okay. Okay, so these are your wins. These are your wins, audience. This is why we're all here. For the non-scale wins that we can all share together. Okay, so number one.
Okay, number one, buying clothes a size up and being okay with it. So I guess this is a win tied also to a moment that we all shared, which for me is very rewarding to hear because yeah. It's both a moment of like all of us doing something together and going through something together. And yeah. It also celebrating it as a win.
Exactly. It's like the essence of the show in one moment. Okay. Number two, working out because I enjoy it, not for punishment. Congratulations to you. Tell me what that's like.
Wow. Yeah.
Would love to know.
I think I can share that win as like a cap to the year. I've also learned how to slowly work out for enjoyment rather than not only punishment, but like this like aggressive training mindset. Like I need to be working towards something. And I thought about this. I was reflecting on this the other day. I was like how I used to think that like the only way to evolve is to train for something. And I'm like, who am I, drill sergeant? Like, why is that the way in which I like talk to myself?
I mean, that's like a whole, there's like a cottage industry on Instagram. Like that is
I know, but like, why did I feed into it? And why did I think that like, why did I feed into it? Some people don't, you know? So
because like, I can tell you why you fed into it because like, you're like, A, you're a type A person. So like, you're very much like, I need to get this next. And B, it worked specifically on your biggest weakness, which is like the wanting to lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense. Because you're like, oh, I just want to be strong.
Well, no, I still do really want to be strong, but the way to get there is not necessarily like you in order for you to gain muscle is like, you do have to have like, you have to consistently add, but you don't, but the way in which you don't, the way that you talk to yourself doesn't have to be in this like aggressive, like if you don't do it, you lose it. Like you don't have, like it doesn't have
growing, you're slipping back. Oh yeah, God.
Right. Like I've adopted a new mindset, which is like your muscle and like all of that, like will build and you'll lose it over time. Like, but it's really just kind of like mental strength that's important. And like through even like the hardest times of anything, like even this year or anything you go through, like you do grow from those things. So it's not like you can lose something from a hard time. So I'm working kind of on that, which will, I think, help. Like the, not, it's not mental toughness, but it's like mental exercise so that you can, so it, so then you do then end up doing it's all the other stuff.
Balance. It's like, yeah. I think a lot of people think mental toughness is like this, oh, like your mental toughness. It's like, it has all these like masculine misogynistic undertones kind of. Mental toughness is just like, in some cases, I think people use that as like an excuse to sort of like abuse and mistreat themselves, and they call it mental toughness. But I actually think that like being able to give yourself a break and balance and like putting things in its place is, I don't even want to call it mental toughness. It's a form of like mental sanity, health, like what? Okay. Congratulations. You like pushed that extra barbell up. Like okay. Like what did that do?
But it's like it is, maybe it's not toughness, but it's like this, it's like an exercise of your mind. And when you go through hard, like especially challenging times, you do grow from them and you can't undo that growth. Like you, like in the way that like your muscle will atrophy, like where you lose all the work you might've done to build it, that doesn't like necessarily have to happen to your mind. Like actually like getting through like shitty things makes you a stronger person, and you do move up from that. And that becoming a stronger person helps you get over the next thing that happens. And it, if you do want to be stronger, like physically, like it's your mind, like the way that you talk to yourself with compassion, not like this, like mean, like shame, guilt,
yeah,
communication style that does it. So anyway.
I mean, that's why I don't really like believe in that, because like I've been through a lot of shit that was like mentally very difficult, and I'm not a mental toughness person. I do not push myself. Like I just don't. Like I let myself kind of like, oh, poor you. Like you'll, you know, pity, like seek, you know, caretaking from like Avi or my mom. And I actually think that like, regardless of that, like being my approach to things, like, I actually think that like, I'm happy with like how I face challenges, to be honest, for the most part.
But I'm just saying you have grown in the way that you have faced challenges. So it's so
by going so easy on yourself.
Not maybe, but that works for you. And but you're going easy on yourself, but then you're also like, okay, now I feel like maybe it's subconsciously, but I feel stronger to do the next thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that like going so easy on myself is what has built my mental strength, not being hard
compassion.
On myself.
It's compassion.
It's compassion and just like treating myself like the little baby that I am inside.
But I do want to say, like, going back to the working out point, because that's what this was about, is that like I've found since like I have thought about it like this, since I divulged my secret that I have been tracking my workouts, but only after the fact. And I look back at a month and I see like, wow, like I worked out like it's a pattern. It's 4 times a week, 2 times a week, 4 times a week, 2 times. And it actually is more than maybe what I used to do when I was like really intense.
Right.
I would go weeks without working out because it was like this burnout. And
like binge, it's like binge and
exactly.
And it tricks for working out.
Mm-hmm. It really, it's great. I'm like, I'm loving it. All right. Let's keep going with these non-scale wins, because we have a few and they're so good, but we'll do them fast. Okay. Next one. Loved all my wedding pics, even double chin, ugly crying.
I get that. That's big.
That's a great win.
Okay. Throughout my scale and feel so good. I'm
huge.
Huge. I just let my scale collect dust so that I am so grossed out by it that I never want to use it.
I haven't thrown it out. I like confession.
Not because I don't want to, just I'm just lazy.
like mine is just sitting next to the toilet, like vertically.
Yeah. Mine is horizontal, but
okay, you go.
Okay. Working with a therapist who specializes in disordered eating. Amazing. That's love
amazing. Amazing. Also, for you to go out and seek that is a huge step. Maybe it doesn't feel like it, but it really is a really, really, really big win. Congratulations.
Yes.
Posting pics without Facetune, skin, cellulite, and all. Love it.
Great. That is big. Great. I actually think that's one of the first steps in like accepting yourself, is stop lying to yourself about what you looked like in the past.
Yes. And just also like,
When people say, where do I start? I think that's a good place to start, actually.
Yeah. Being honest.
On social media. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Gaining some quarantine weight and not being too hard on myself.
It's honestly, I think about that a lot. Like, it's the best. Like, you just have this like mutual excuse with everyone. Yeah, it's quarantine.
Exactly.
Okay. Last one. Stopped counting calories after 3 years of doing it daily. That 3 whole years of counting calories daily is big. And I know that from experience.
Yeah,
I too stopped, and huge. That is like massive.
Yeah.
Like imagine just even going from getting that, like that when rush from counting, overeating. And now you've like made the switch to get that like rush from the satisfaction of your food is a massive, massive shift. And congratulations.
You. Just,
good job. Congratulations, you.
Yeah.
All right. Those were the wins from 2020. If you have any more, just like if you want to just celebrate something that happened to you in 2020, email us. DST at Betches or DM us. You guys know where to find us. So should we play our game?
We should play our game. I've been looking forward to the game all morning since I woke up and was Zooming with you at 9 a.m. Okay. The game is called It's All a Blur. And basically, it's kind of like a before and after game. And we're going to try to remember the order of notable events that have happened this year. For example, did Sammy's wedding happen before or after Aileen moved into her new apartment?
Right. But it's also more like pop culture stuff. So yeah, it's not just about us.
It's going to be about like, did Sammy like clean out her refrigerator before or after Aileen painted her wallpaper?
Yeah, okay.
Aileen got her new chairs, but was it before Bader Ginsburg got a new sweater?
R.I.P.
What?
Did you say Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Who died? Akita.
Okay, let's start.
Okay.
All right, first question. Also, we don't know the answers to this. It's like we reveal it with Blurred you guys.
Out. Yeah.
First one, did Brad and Jen reunite at the Screen Actors Guild Awards before or after Meghan and Harry announced Megxit? Megxit is a great name.
I think it was after.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's after. All right, let's reveal. After.
Okay, so Brad and Jen were photographed having a warm moment way back on January 16th, but Meghan and Harry had already announced via Instagram they were leaving for Canada 8 days prior. Scandalous. Right?
Scandalous. Oh my God, I remember when like Jen and Brad, like that moment was all over Instagram. That was crazy.
It really was.
The person who got that, like, wow, great job.
You were in the right place at the right time.
Seriously. Okay. Read the next one and I'll get the answer.
Okay. Did J-Lo and Shakira perform the Super Bowl halftime show before or after Parasite won Best Picture at the Oscars?
Okay. Super Bowl is February and Oscars are what? March?
I think the Oscars are the end of February and the Super Bowl is the beginning of February. So okay. I think that.
So J-Lo, Shakira before.
Yeah.
Okay, let's read
before.
It. Before we were right. The Super Bowl was played all the way back on February 2nd and the Oscars took place on the following Sunday. Also remember Parasite?
Yeah, we saw that in the movie theater, which.
Oh my God, we did.
After going
to omakase. Oh.
Two things we will not be doing for a bit.
And I think I got sashimi.
You did.
Damn.
We know we got the omakase.
Yeah, but you can order. Oh, I think I got light rice. I got light rice.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Next. Did Tiger King and Joe Exotic take the world by storm before or after Jessica 34 proved that love is blind or actually not so blind?
Oh, Love is God. Blind was before Tiger
Love
King.
Is yeah.
Tiger before. King was because it was before quarantine and Tiger King was during quarantine.
During quarantine.
Yeah.
Isn't this so weird how long ago like Jessica 34 was?
She, no one's ever going to forget Jessica 34 as much as I think she would like it.
No, she's happily in love with somebody else. Okay. Oh. The answer is after Love is Blind premiered on Netflix February 13th, but Tiger King wasn't released till mid-March when most of us were already in quarantine. Wow.
Great. We knew it. Okay. Did Gal Gadot and her celebrity friends ask the world to imagine a better world before or after Vanessa Hudgens announced that she didn't see what all the fuss was about for COVID-19?
After.
I think she did it after.
Yeah, because the Vanessa Hudgens was in the very beginning of COVID.
But they were like within days, I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember what Gal Gadot did.
She organized the Imagine video, but it was just like the first day of quarantine. Everyone's like, why?
I don't remember it at all.
It was just stupid. It was just like a Twitter. It was like a Twitter joke.
Okay. Okay. So the answer is after, and this was a close one. You're right. Vanessa Hudgens had her cringeworthy social media moment on March 17th, just 2 days before Gal and company released their out of touch plea for unity via their John Lennon cover. I have to watch it. I forgot. Vanessa Hudgens, no, I remember watching and I was just like, this is so bad.
Oh my God. One of our previous interns, Hannah, shout out, tweeted the funniest thing the other day. She screenshotted which celebrity is changing their birth control? And she screenshotted that and she captions it like, I'm so drunk or something, but I know this is Vanessa Hudgens. And then like a day later, she like posted it that she was right.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Anyway, that's Vanessa Hudgens. Latest Vanessa Hudgens news.
I've seen her at SoulCycle. Okay, back in the day.
Okay. Did news of Jada Pinkett Smith's entanglement with singer August Alsina break before or after Stormy learned a valuable lesson about being patient?
Oh my God. Great moments. Great moments. I can't believe they all happened this year. You really just...
I have no clue about this one.
Okay. I think the entanglement happened after. I don't know why, but
I think you're right too, but like it was all very vague. After.
Oh, great.
Stormy proved she has more self-control than most adults when she was filmed resisting a bowl of candy on her mom's IG story on May 12th. Meanwhile, August Alsina let the news of the affair with Jada Pinkett Smith slip over a month and a half later on June 30th.
I like remember when the entanglement happened, but I didn't understand what was going on because I feel like I learned too late.
Yeah. It was one of those that I didn't like really follow.
But I followed it, but like I was confused what was going on. She called her affair or like this relationship she had with him as an entanglement, right? Like that was it.
Basically. Yeah.
But like Will Smith knew about it or it was when they were broken up. Like,
I don't know. I don't remember exactly. I think it might've been when they were, I don't know, or they had an open relationship.
But the fact that she called it an entanglement was really, really funny.
Right.
And then he released like a song about it, right?
Exactly.
So fucking funny. I love like ridiculous shit celebrities do.
Yeah, but it sucks if you miss it. Like I kind of miss this one.
Okay, next one. Did the long-awaited premiere of Hamilton on Disney Plus take place before or after Michael Jordan's 10-part documentary hit Netflix?
I think Hamilton was after because it was like Halloween, I think.
Before. I just remember where I was when Rusty was watching Michael Jordan versus it's not after.
Okay. Before. No. Technically, this is a trick question because The Last Dance was released week by week on ESPN starting April 19th, while Hamilton reached audiences nationwide on July 3rd. Oh, right. It was July 4th weekend. Halloween. However, Jordan's doc didn't reach Netflix audiences until July 19th. So technically Hamilton came out before it hit streaming.
Okay. I don't care. This is too technical.
I don't care.
I don't consider we lost this one.
I don't care. Yeah.
All right. Next one. Did Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion unleash WAP upon the world before or after Taylor Swift surprised us all with Folklore, her first of two albums released this year? After WAP was Folklore after was Folklore.
First. Yeah.
Folklore was first.
Yeah.
The answer is after. Taylor Swift dropped her surprise album on July 24th, a full 2 weeks before WAP made its debut on August 7th. But TBH, it's hard to imagine a time before either existed.
Well, you can just think back to when The Last Dance came out. That was before they both existed. Okay.
Yeah, no, WAP was like so good. Like I that just song.
Picture what I always picture when I think of WAP is Leah from the Real Leah and Tinsley doing
their dance.
That's like I always think about.
Also, like just TikTok dances in general got like so big, and like I think about this a lot. The fact that like top 40 is all just like TikTok songs,
yeah,
is crazy, right? Like that didn't happen before. Anyway, okay, last one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read it and you read the answer. Did Kim Kardashian announce that Keeping Up with the Kardashians was finally coming to an end before or after she announced that after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal for just for a brief moment in time?
Oh my God. It ended before that. I'm pretty sure.
She announced that it was ending before she went on this.
Yeah. And we're right.
Oh, we're right.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians announced the end of its 15-year run back on September 8th, but Kim didn't post her now infamous vacation announcements until October 27th.
The funniest thing to come out of those announcements was all the tweets after that. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, after 2 weeks, multiple screens.
It's just so funny because, like, you know that, like, probably that statement was vetted for like safety and like adherence to guidelines.
I surprised my closest inner circle.
But not vetted for just being so completely fucking tone deaf.
There needs to be like someone who vets things for like, you don't will be all. Trolled or will you not? Like, like the troll doctor.
We could do it.
Okay, troll doctors at your service.
I have someone who really needs us badly.
That was really fun, guys. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this like little fun wrap episode of 2020. We are going to be back on Thursday for our bonus DST. Is it really even a bonus? If it's just a second episode now because everyone loves it so much. And we're going to share our non-scale wins there for the week. And I guess that's it. Welcome to the new year. We hope you had a little tiny, at least a little bit of a break. And, you know, all the same shit still. Email us, tst@betches.com. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Nothing's changed there. You know where to find us at Sammy at Aileen. I'm not going to tell you how to spell it because it takes too long. And wait, before we end this with our famous little, what is it called? Sign off. Sammy, you have something to announce.
Yeah, we're saving the best for last. And it is that The Morning Announcements is becoming a podcast starting tomorrow. It's going to be 5 minutes where I break down the news that's going on every morning in 5 minutes or less. Stress-free news with fun commentary. It would really mean a lot to me if you would follow the show on Spotify. It's called The Morning Announcements. You'll see me on the cover. It's blue. Or subscribe and review on iTunes. That would also be so amazing and so helpful with getting the show off the ground. And it will be starting tomorrow.
So, and guys, everyone has 5 minutes, you know, and if you want to just get like a little bit more informed in just 5 minutes time, highly recommend. I watch Sammy's morning announcements every morning.
You don't even have to read any articles. That's what people tell me is their favorite part, that they don't have to read any articles.
Yeah, because you like break it down where like you suss out the most important information about what you need to know about these specific topics. And like, they all sound like complicated topics. So like, I'm just like, great, you got it. I'm glad honestly, that you're sharing.
The articles that I read from are confusing. I understand why, like to get what I tell you, you have to read like the whole thing, essentially, or half of it.
But I mean, yeah, it might just reading one article might take you 5 minutes where you can get all of the information in those 5 minutes. And who doesn't have a quick five when you get up in the morning? You know, yeah. Maybe brush your teeth and listen to the morning announcements. So check that out. And now here we go. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin and 2021.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.